We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in security and civil defense measures as requested by the United States government. This is a Conelrad radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas at 6:40 and 12:40 on your regular radio receiver. All residents in and around Erie County will receive official Erie County civil defense bulletins on 640 kilocycles on your radio receiver, while the residents in and around Niagara County should tune to 1240 kilocycles. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas at 640 and 1240 on your regular radio receiver.
So long, Mom, I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. But while you swelter down there in your shelter, you can see me on your TV. While we're attacking frontally, watch Brinkley and Huntley describing contrapuntally the cities we have lost. No need for you to miss a minute of the agonizing Holocaust. Yeah! Little Johnny Jones, he was a U.S. pilot, and no shrinking violet was he. He was mighty proud when World War III was declared. He wasn't scared, no siree. And this is what he said on his way to Armageddon. So long, Mom, I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. But though I may roam, I'll come back to my home, although it may be a pile of debris. Remember, Mommy, I'm off to get a commie, so send me a salami and try to smile somehow. I'll look for you when the war is over, an hour and a half from now.
Preach you a sermon about old man Adam. I don't mean Adam in the Bible, Dadam. No, I don't mean Adam Mother Eve mated. I mean that thing that science liberated. Einstein said he was scared. And if Einstein's scared, boy, I'm scared. You know, life used to be such a simple joy. The cyclotron was a super toy. Folks got born, they'd work and marry. Adam was a word in the dictionary. Then it happened. These science guys from every clime, they all pitched in with overtime. Before you knew it, the job was done. They'd hitched up the power of the doggone sun, put a harness on old Sol, splitting atoms right and left, while the diplomats were splitting hairs. Cost the cartel crowd up and put on a show. They're gonna turn back the clock on the UNO, grab a corner on atoms, and maybe extinguish every darn atom can't speak English. Down with foreign-born atoms! America for American atoms! But the Atoms International, in spite of hysteria, flourishes in Utah, also Siberia. The Atom don't care about politics, or who got what into whichever fix. All he wants to do is just sit around and have his nucleus bombarded by neutrons. Yes, it's up to the people. The Atom don't care. You can't fence him in. He's just like air. And whether you're white, black, red, or brown, the question is this when you boil it down. To be or not to be. That is the question. And the answer to it all ain't military, Datum. Like who gets their fustus with the mostest atoms. But the people of the world must decide their fate. We gotta stick together or disintegrate. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men could be cremated equal.
Now, brothers and sisters, I'm troubled to say, Brother Adam is gone astray. Listen,
listen,
listen, listen. This is a story of Adam and Evil. Their courtship is causing a great upheaval. Now Adam was a sweet, young, innocent thing until the night that Miss Evil took him under her wing. Now Adam was an honest, hard-working man. He wanted to help out the human clan. But Evil got him drunk on prejudice and hate, and she taught him how to gamble with humanity's fate.
So true. I'm talking about Adam and Evil. Adam and Evil. If you don't break a bad romance, soon
we'll all fall down and go boom, boom, boom.
Now, if Evil gets Adam, 'twill be such a shame, because a plenty of big shots are playing that dame. Now his sleep will be trouble, and his life will be cursed. Lord, if Adam plays with Evil Jack, he won't be the first.
So true. I'm talking about Adam and Evil. Adam and Evil. If you don't break up that romance, soon
it'll all fall down and go boom, 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 boom.
Now Adam is a youngster and pretty hard to handle, but we'd better step in and stop that scandal. Because if Adam and Evil should ever be wed, Lord, then darn near all of us are going to be dead.
So true. I'm talking about Adam and Evil. Adam and Evil. You don't break up that romance, soon
we'll all fall down and go boom, 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 boom.
Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve. If you don't break up that romance, soon
we'll all fall down and go boom, 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 boom.
We're sitting on the edge of doom,
doom, doom, doom,
doom.
My Lord, now everybody's worried about that atomic bomb, but no one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come. He's gonna hit like an atom bomb when he comes.
You know now
everybody's worried about that atomic bomb, but no one seem worried about the day my Lord shall come. He's gonna hit like an atom bomb when he comes, when he comes.
In 1945, a new atomic bomb came alive. In 1949, the U.S. Navy got very wise. They went about a country across the land. Hey, atomic bomb of the very same kind. The people got worried all over the land, just like the people in Japan. When he hit
like an atom bomb, when he come, when he come.
You know now
everybody's worried about that atomic bomb, but no one seen worry about the day my Lord shall come. He's gonna hit like an atom bomb when he come, when he come.
Red God, then God told Elijah he would send down fire from the sky. Showed Brother Noah the rainbow sign. He said, no more water, but fun next time. Don't you get discouraged, abandon mine. Seeking Jesus and he shall find a peace and happiness and joy divine.
When he hit like an atom bomb, when he come, when he come.
You know now
everybody's worried about that atomic bomb, but no one seem worried about the day my Lord shall come. He's gonna hit like an atom bomb when he come, when he come. Oh, everybody's worried about that atomic bomb. Oh, no one seem worried about
the day my Lord shall come. He's gonna hit boom, boom, like an atom bomb when he come, when he come.
Alamogordo, New Mexico, just a few years ago, while the nation of this world were at war, America's greatest men were working hard then on the things that had never been before. When the Lord held out his mighty hand so that others in this world might understand that wars could never be, and this world it must be free, when they found the mighty, mighty atomic power. Los Alamos, Oak Ridge, and Old Pasco, working in a downpour of rain, in that 0 hour, seeking out some heavenly power, while a star-spangled banner was being played. When the Lord held out his mighty hand so that others in this world might understand that wars could never be, and this world it must be free, when they found the mighty, mighty atomic power. In a flash, a rumble and roar, out across the desert floor, they had found the atomic power from above. Then God with his mighty hand showed the world it could not stand, when they found the mighty, mighty atomic power. When the Lord held out his mighty hand so that others in this world might understand that wars could never be, and this world it must be free, when they found the mighty, mighty atomic power.
Da da dee 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 dum da da dee da dee da da dee dum. Some men with brains in their cranium took a piece of uranium. They did what other men couldn't do. They split the atom right in two. Now it's up to the people to crusade to see that no more bombs are made, that this straight course should only be used for peace and democracy. Da da di di dum da da di da di da da di dum. They took all the U-238s that they could find in the United States. They gathered it and made it all into the size of a billiard ball. Now it's up to the people to crusade to see that no more bombs are made, that this great force should only be used for peace and democracy. Da da di di dum da da di da di da da di dum. Down to the south and west they went to try out their experiment, to find out what they wanted to know in the desert of New Mexico. Now it's up to the people to crusade to see that no more bombs are made, that this great force should only be used for peace and democracy. Da da dee dee dum da ding, da da dee dee dum da da, da da dee dee dum da da, dee da dee da da dee dum. If you should travel out west someday and happen to stop off in Santa Fe, just look around and take a stroll, you'll come across a great big hole. It's up to the people now to crusade to see that no more bombs are made, that this great force should only be used for peace and democracy. Da da dee dee dum da da, dee da dee da da dee dum. Today it's the size of a billiard ball. Tomorrow it'll be the size of City Hall. And when they drop it, you will see the place where this earth used to be. I mean, it's up to the people now to crusade, to see that no more bombs are made, that this great force should only be used for peace and democracy. Ta-ta-dee-dee-dum-ta-ta, dee-ta-dee-ta-ta-dee-dum. We all can have prosperity with this atomic energy. The world can have its pork and beans or be blown into smithereens. It's up to the people to crusade, to see that no more bombs are made, that this great force should only be used for peace and democracy.
To find out if they're stopping or going by. I'm gonna run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. They say stand still like a soldier until the threat is gone. And if they drop the atomic bomb, it's gonna fall down in the pond. But me, I'm gonna be moving, make room, I wanna pass. I'm gonna show that old spaceship an awful lot of class. I'm gonna run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run.
I take it. Yeah. Talk about a atomic submarine and a guy's old vessel too. If they can do a thousand RPMs, then I can do that too. I'm gonna run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Hey. Like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Run, 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 run. Run,
wait for
run,
me,
run,
wait for
run,
me, man.
There was a turtle by the name of Bert, and Bert the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He'd duck and cover, duck and cover. He'd hide his head and tail and four little feet. He'd duck and cover. He hid beneath his little shell until the coast was clear. Then one by one his head and tail and legs would reappear. By acting calm and cool he proved he was a hero too. For finding safety is the bravest, wisest thing to do. And now his little friends are just like Bert, and every turtle is very alert. When danger threatens them, they never get hurt. They know just what to do. They duck and cover, duck and cover. They hide their heads and tails and four little feet. They duck and cover. He hid beneath his little shell until the coast was clear. Then one by one his head and tail and legs would reappear. By acting calm and cool he proved he was a hero too. For finding safety is the bravest, wisest thing to do. And now his little friends are just like Bert, and every turtle is very alert. When danger threatens them, they never get hurt. They know just what to do. They duck and cover, duck and cover. They hide their heads and tails and four little feet. They duck and cover. They duck, 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 duck and cover.
I'm gonna lock myself in a fallout shelter, get away from you. I'm gonna bolt the door, never come out no more, just keep away from you. Oh, you. I'm gonna lock my heart to keep out radiation. The kind you got could blow out a nation. And nevermore will I open the door, 'cause I might get contamination from a human.
our American way of life. Isn't it grand? Peace, freedom, and bacon and eggs. Seems perfect. But what if it's not? Friends, your future may not be as secure as you think. Where will you be when the atomic bombs fall? You can secure your family's future by reserving a spot in a state-of-the-art underground vault from Vault-Tec. That's right, Bob. Act now, and your family can wait out the horrors of nuclear devastation. And Doris, the vault will have all the amenities of your modern-day home, and it's attractive. And Sally, in the vault, you might meet that special someone, just as you would on the surface. And in a few short years, you and your fellow vault dwellers will repopulate our great country. And Billy, you'll have lots of swell kids to play with. Reserve your family spot in a state-of-the-art underground vault today. Sign up now and prepare for the future.
I'm not scared. I'm prepared. We'll be spared. I've got a fallout shelter. It's 9x9.
Hi-fi set and a jug of wine.
Let the missiles fly from nation to nation.
Party, party time in my radiation station.
A 14-day supply of multi-purpose food.
A TV set I'm sure to include.
Build a bomb bungalow, one of your own.
With no down payment and a government loan. Let the press go on in the atmosphere.
In my fallout shelter, I'll have no fear.
My baby and me, cozy we'll be. Away from radioactivity.
20 megatons is the size of the moon.
I'm gonna live in my fallout shelter.
I'm not scared.
I'm petrified.
We'll be spared. Confidence.
It's survival jazz and civil defense.
You'll live like a king in your fallout pad.
Till the all clear sounds,
we're swinging that. We're swinging that. So what?
Down in the ground, I might dig myself a hole, move my baby down in the ground. You know when I come out, there won't be no walls around. Well, I got my questionnaire, my class card too. Now what am I to do? I dig myself a hole, move my baby down in the ground. You know when I come out, there won't be no walls around. Yeah. Deep blue sea, myself a hole. Move my baby down in the ground. You know when I come out, there won't be no walls around. I'm gonna leave my baby I'm full up and crying. You know that's the reason why I'm really gonna change my mind. Dig myself a hole. Move my baby down.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you, each and every one of you. You too, buddy. You too, yes. No exceptions made here. This is KBC, your old pal here at the Bit Slap, and I know I promised to destroy the world last week, but it's not like I had any great change of mind in the goodness of the human race, et cetera, and all that, but the Mets are in first place, man. I can't ruin that. I'll let them ruin it, all right? They got plenty of time, and then we'll talk about it. Anyway, so today we're not exactly celebrating, but we're observing the birth of the atomic bomb 70 years ago, where it was used in ethnic cleansing, shall we say. We started with a little thing, that was a Conrad alert that... years ago, you used to have those on radios. If you look on your radios, old radios, you see those little tiny marks around 6.5 and 12.5. Those are the Conrad things. That was to tell you where to look for emergency information. Now, of course, we have the emergency broadcasting system, so that stuff is all kind of moot. And, of course, you know, if it did come to that, you wouldn't have time to turn on the radio anyway. So I think they decided just to hell with it. So we had that. We heard from Tom Lehrer. Mr. Tom Lehrer to you. Tom is still going strong. He's 87 years old or so. Lives, I believe he lives in Cambridge, Mass. And he's just a national treasure as far as I'm concerned. That was So Long, Mom. Old Man Adam was Pete Seeger. Golden Gate Quartet, Adam and Evil. Probably recognize that from the film Atomic Cafe. Jesus Hits Like an Atom Bomb was the Soul Stirrers from 1950. Hawkshaw Hawkins, 1947. And When They Found the Atomic Power. A couple of kind of calypso-y things. We heard from Sir Lancelot, Atomic Energy, William Onyebor, and that was Atomic Bomb, and the Atomic Nightmare was the Talbot Brothers. I think they're from Bermuda. And then Bert the Turtle, the duck and cover song from Dick Two-Ton Baker. Followed that with the Fallout Shelter from Dory Albert. I don't know if it's an actual commercial or not. I can't believe it actually would be, but something for Vault Tech, whoever they are. And then the Fallout Shelter song from Mike and Bernie Winters from 1961. Everybody was building Fallout Shelters, just like they're building McDonald's now. And then Arthur, Big Boy Crudup, from 1951. I'm going to dig myself a hole. Sounds like a good idea to me. I don't know how many of you remember those days when we were under the shadow of nuclear annihilation any moment now. The whole thing of duck and cover, which was a big laugh because that wouldn't have done any good for you. But it really had quite an effect on the American culture. And to prove it, here comes some more songs.
Hey!
I was the only man on the ground. There was 13 women and only one man in town. 13 women and only one man in town. And as funny as it may be, the one and only man in town is me. With 13 women and me, the only man around. I had two gals every morning, seeing that I was well fed. And believe you me, one sweetened my tea, while another one buttered my bread. Two gals gave me my money, two gals made me my clothes. And another sweet thing bought me a diamond ring, about 40 carats, I suppose. Well, 13 women and only one man in town. There was a 13 women and only one man in town. It was something I can't forget, because I think of those 13 women, yeah. Well, 13 women and only one man around. I had three gals dancing a mambo, three gals calling the jack, and all of the rest really did their best. Boy, they sure were alive and packed. I thought I was in heaven, and all of these angels were mine. But I woke up and I had a dream, cause I had to get to work on time. Well, 13 women and only one man in town. There was 13 women and only one man in town. No, I can't tell you where I've been, cause I kinda think that someday I'll go back again to those 13 women and me, the only man around. Well, 13 women and me, the only man around. Well, 13 women and me, the only man around.
Mushroom cloud, but she's my fallout girl with a tongue kiss, yeah. So we'll hold up together in the shelter of eternal bliss. You 235, but she's my fallout girl with a tongue kiss, yeah. So we'll hold up together in the shelter of eternal bliss. Well, when she told me that she loved me for the rest of her days, her words banished all of my fears, cause her half-life is 4.67 times 10 to the 9th power years. Yes, and she's my fallout girl with a tongue kiss, yeah. So we'll hold up together in the shelter of eternal bliss. Well, we'll hold up together in the shelter of eternal bliss. Yes, we'll hold up together in the shelter of eternal bliss.
headed out of Bombay Bay. A fortified blockbusting gal, when she aims at a target, it's just too bad, because her concentrated action drives a sane man mad. She's used her TNT tactics to bring a man down to her size. It would take a secret weapon or a Superman to harness her energy. There's no if, no or maybe, this atom bomb baby made a total wreck out of me. A jet-propelled atom bomb, baby, a supercharged uranium gal. Once she strikes her objective and turns on the juice, 10 will get you 50 if you ever get loose. She's used her TNT tactics to bring a man down to her size. It would take a secret weapon or a Superman to harness her energy. There's no if, no, or maybe, this atom bomb baby made a total wreck out of me. Red-headed atom bomb baby, a fortified blockbusting gal. When she aims at a target, it's just too bad, because her concentrated action drives a sane man mad. She's used her TNT tactics to bring a man down to her size. It would take a secret weapon or a Superman to harness her energy. So stay clear away from this red-headed A-bomb, 'cause she belongs to me.
You gotta roll and rock. Oh, baby, when you hear the missile whistle, you gotta roll and rock. Come on, baby, everyone doing the air bomb bomb.
Boom.
blow me out of this place.
They're building a bigger bomb. What a crazy human race. Let them kill us all and we'll stand and watch. Well, brother, that ain't for me. I'll be running and a jumping and a skipping and a bumping when they blow me to smithereens. Now, I'm not a man that's scared of things, least things I knows about. But when my tater patch left the ground, I started right then getting out. I figured it was time for all good men to rise up and really shine. And I'll bet you anybody that saw me leave gonna say I sure did fine. They're building an atom bomb, gonna really cook our goose. They're building a bigger bomb, done turn the little one loose. I'll never get out of this world alive, but brother, I can blame sure try. I'll be running and a jumping and a skipping and a bumping when the first big smoke goes by. Now, fellas, I fought in World War I, and that was quite a brawl. And old number two, that was really bad, cause that we all recall. I'm a-wishing for a way to the moon, and soon, before this next one starts, I want to get up there all in one piece, and not just part by part. They're building an atom bomb, blow me out of this place. They're building a bigger bomb, what a crazy human race. Let them kill us all and we'll stand and watch. Well, brother, that ain't for me. I'll be running and a-jumping and a-skipping and a-bumping when it blow me to smithereens. Now, the place for me is up in them hills in a cave way back in the rocks. When that thing goes off, I'll get the jar, but none of the real bad shocks. With a trusty gun and a can of beans and an old hound dog or two. If there's anybody left, it's gonna be me when all of this mess is through. They're building an atom bomb, gonna really cook our goose. They're building a bigger bomb, gonna turn the little one loose. I'll never get out of this world alive, but brother, I can blame sure try. I'll be running and a-jumping and a-skipping and a-bumping when the first big smoke goes by. Now you think I'm lying, but it ain't no joke, cause I used to live real close. A flash of light made a day of a night, nearly scared me out of my clothes. My old hound dog went raving mad, was deaf for a week or two. When we quit running, he was peering near dead, but we figured that's the thing to do. They're building an atom bomb, gonna blow me out of this place. They're building a bigger bomb, what a crazy human race. Let them kill us all and we'll stand and watch. Well, brother, that ain't for me. I'll be running and a-jumping and a-skipping and a-bumping when they blow me to smithereens. Yeah! No! Did you ever hear such a noise? Yeah.
Bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb, yeah. Bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. It's a big loud noise in your ear gone. Bomb, bomb, the hydrogen bomb. Well, Jonah got lost in the belly of a crazy whale. Well, Jonah got lost in the belly of a crazy whale. He was a solid man and dig that crazy tail. Hey, bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. Bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. It's a big loud noise and your ear gone. Bomb, bomb, the hydrogen bomb. Well, Dan, you was a real cool cat, they say. Well, Dan, you was a real cool cat, they say. He did the mamba with the other cats, ole, ole. Hey, bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. Bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. It's a big loud noise and you're real gone. Bomb, bomb, the hydrogen bomb. Well, Gabriel had a horn that was all real. He was a real gone daddy with a solid booty beat. Hey, bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. Hey, bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. It's a big loud noise and you're real gone. Bomb, bomb, the hydrogen bomb. Thank you.
Judgment Day will come someday, they say. Well, Judgment Day will come someday, they say. And when it does, we'll all be rocked away. A bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. A bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. It's a big loud noise and your ear gone. Bomb, bomb, the hydrogen bomb.
Won't you listen, my dear brother, for it's time for us to gather. God is getting mighty angry for the sinful things we've done. He gave us all this blessed land, and this I cannot understand. A weapon of destruction to destroy us, everyone. When that hell bomb falls, when that hell bomb falls, they'll be screaming, dying, praying when that hell bomb falls. Yes, it happened in Korea, where our boys are bravely fighting, fighting for the peaceful way of life and our democracy. Have mercy on us, Lord, I pray, watch over them both night and day. We're praying for the whole world and your help to keep us free. When that hell bomb falls, when that hell bomb falls, they'll be screaming, dying, praying when that hell bomb falls. Fathers and the mothers, sisters, wives and children, brothers, are still weeping from their losses in the last war, cold and still. Oh Lord, please lend a helping hand, we know that you will understand. Save us all these heartaches if it be your blessed will. When that hell bomb falls, when that hell bomb falls, they'll be screaming, dying, praying when that hell bomb falls. When that hell bomb falls, when that hell bomb falls, they'll be screaming, dying, praying when that hell bomb falls.
For the next 60 seconds, the station will conduct the test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Pirate picture intercepted. Screen cleared.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with the FCC, have developed a system to keep you informed
in the event of an emergency.
If this had been an actual emergency,
you would have been instructed where to tune in your area for
news and official information. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
This is your up-to-date roving reporter, UB Informed, coming to you from the site of the Three Mile Island Nuclear Reactor Plant. We're speaking with Mr. Harold Denton, the director of NRC's Office of Reactor Relations. Mr. Denton, could you please give us a statement?
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away.
Just a second. Here's the governor of the state of Pennsylvania, Dick Thornburg. Governor Thornburg, what do you have to say to the people in the local area of the site?
Hold your head up.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Mr. President, would you give us a statement as to what this incident means to nuclear power? We are now speaking to one of the residents in the small community of Goldsboro. Sir, what do you think of the situation? I understand there may be an evacuation, sir. Where will you go?
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Excuse me, miss. What do you think of this whole thing?
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again.
Do you really think you'll have to leave the area? Excuse me, sir. I understand quite a few people have already left the area. Do you know where they went?
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
I'm now in the town of Middletown, talking to a National Guardsman. Sir, if an evacuation must take place, how do you plan to evacuate the people from door to door? Some people think this whole thing is a hoax to get the electric rates up. Here's a report from MetEd's John Herbine.
You call me a fool, you say it's a crazy scheme.
Excuse me, here's an area resident. Sir, what do you think of the varying reports the public's been getting?
You can't hide, you lie and
Mr. Denton, I understand there are approximately 30,000 rems of radiation inside the reactor. Could you tell us something about this? We now have this up-to-date interview with the huge hydrogen bubble, which poses a problem inside the reactor. Mr. Bubble, what do you have to say?
I feel like busting loose now.
Here's another local resident. Excuse me, sir. It has been noted that the bubble is up in top of the reactor. What do you have to say about that?
Mama, if that's moving up, then moving out.
If you evacuate, what will happen to your property?
I would give anything I own. Give up my life, my heart, my home.
Mr. Denton, we've received word that for all practical purposes, the huge bubble has been eliminated. What do you have to say for yourself?
Tiny bubble.
How did you do it, Mr. Denton?
Put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut.
Here's a resident of Middletown. Sir, what do you think of Mr. Denton's participation here at Three Mile Island?
One thank you. Yeah. One thank you.
How do you feel about the incident now that the bubble is gone?
Feeling all right.
Now that your friends can return home, what will happen?
We're gonna break out the hats and hooters when Georgie comes home.
And then what?
Celebrate, celebrate. Dance to the music! Celebrate! Celebrate! Dance to the music! Celebrate! Celebrate! Dance to the music!
me your attention. There's been a new invention. It isn't any larger than an adding machine. It's only fair to mention, though it's a new invention. It's one that you have heard about, but few have ever seen. It doesn't do division, and it doesn't multiply. It doesn't want to be a bird, it doesn't try to fly. It came about because they made a big atomic bomb. The new invention's clicking, and because of all its ticking, I know where the idea came from. I tick, 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 why do I tick? What amazing trick makes me tick, tick, tick. I tick, 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 an electric tick. When I feel a realistic tick. You're such an attractive hick. Give me a radioactive kick. It's distracted the way you stick. But love, love makes me tick. I tick, tick, tick. And my heart beats quick. How can anything go wrong? When I'm listening to that Geiger counter song, tick, tick all day long. I tick, tick, tick. Why do I tick, tick? What amazing trick makes me tick, 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 tick. I tick, tick, tick. An electric tick. When I feel a realistic tick. The butcher and the baker tick. So does the maker of the candlesticks. Lawyers have their politics. But love, love makes them tick. So tick, tick, tick. Let your heart tick. How can anything go wrong? If you're listening to that Geiger counter song, you'll tick, tick all day long. Like the butcher and the baker ticks, like the candlestick maker ticks, like the doctor and the lawyer ticks, even though he's mixed up in his politics. Like the merchant and the Indian chief tick, ticks, like the poor, like the rich man tick, tick, ticks. Digging a ditch man, the butter and egg man, the poor wooden leg man, the beggar and thief. All thought of what it's all about. When it's love, you can't be wrong. You better listen to that Geiger counter song. And tick, tick all day long. Tick, 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 tick.
Mor, jag far med bomb så stor. Så vänta ej på mig. Den ska jag fälla där fienden drälla. Se och följ med på din tv. Där vi på alla frontavsnitt slår till för att få landet fritt. Ta lugnt din kaffekopp och sitt. För tv-kameran går, ja du får se. Med utsökt skärpa massaker som snart förestår. Lille Johnny nummer ett på flygflottiljen. Han var skärpt den killen, ej feg. Lycklig blev han när det tredje kriget kom loss. Han ville slåss för sitt land. Han gnolade denna sången på väg mot undergången. Hej svejs mor, jag far med bomb så stor. Så vänta ej på mig. När jobbet är gjort ska jag komma hem fort. Får du ej besök, gick jag upp i rök. Betänk min kära, det gäller landets ära. Medaljer vill jag bära, det blir en härlig strid. Jag kommer hem när vårt krig är över. Om gott och väl en timmes tid.
Chef called the devil on the phone the other day. The operator listening on home, they had to say, hello, came old crew chef's voice. Is my pal Satan at home? Just tell him it's his buddy crew that wants him on the phone. Old Satan finally answered and said, hello now, pal. If I can be of service, you know I surely shall. Listen, please, said crew chef, my story I will tell of I'm changing this whole world into a modern world. I've got a topic submarine, plenty of sputniks too. I've got them so afraid of me that you don't know what to do. My long-range guided missile will go just where I say. And with your help, Satan, pal, I'll rule the world someday.
Satan said, now cruel buddy, that's something you don't know. The Yankee people feel things too, they're really on the go. If I could only help my friend, you can be sure I would. But they'll make it harder for you than I ever could. They got atomic submarines and plenty of Sputniks too. They got you so afraid of them that you don't know what to do. Their long-range guided missiles will go just where they say. Let's face it, crew, me and you can't whip the USA. Let's face it, crew, me and you can't whip the USA.
Oh, great, the flu will soon mutate. Climate change and Y2K. Remain calm, don't be afraid. Too many human beings out of water on Earth. National IDs are the mark of the beast. All rank to a thing, what? No, God, the rapture is now here and we're right this time. Sun loses fire, Earth is bursting into flames. Evil scientists for hire hiding in plain sight. AI's getting smarter in a hurry, you should worry, it'll enslave us. Block, 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 blockers, baffle, crap their pants. Look at that low plane, we're done. Big hole, ozone, huge depletion, UVB. It's too late to save ourselves, save the Earth. Cell phones destroyed bees, now the plants cannot breathe. At least you can't get anthrax from someone coughing, right?
Right.
Wikipedia says that is powder and quite right. Right, pretty sure that's right.
Could be the end of the world as we know it. Might be the end of the world as we know it. Could be the end of the world as we know it. On Channel 9.
SUVs peak, oil diseases, caught a foreign soil, bird flu, swine flu, collided into Nibiru, gay people marrying, teaching, adopting, made all of our kids turn gay, bringing up on Judgment Day. Terrorists are terrorizing, calm down, calm down. All the launch nukes, nuke, uh-oh, the end is here, have no fear, let's have a last beer. The prophecies, the prophecies, the prophecies are right. 9.7 earthquake, large and drunk collider, the end's inside.
Could be the end of the world as we know it. Might be the end of the world as we know it. Could be the end of the world as we know it. On Channel 9.
The polar caps began to melt, destroying all the ocean shelves, freezing over in hell. 2012. Hey, crazy hobo ranting, Bible code and Heaven's Gate. Antichrist, smallpox, dirty bomb, SARS. Wait a second, experts say never mind, right?
Right. Could be the end of the world as we know it. Might be the end of the world as we know it. Could be the end of the world as we know it.
Those were the days. I don't know how many of you out there were old enough to remember when everybody was shaking in their boots over the imminence of nuclear annihilation, especially when the Cuban Missile Crisis hit. We were just scared shitless back then. And there were a lot of songs about it, because I think the young people were mostly scared about it, because they knew the grown-ups that were in charge of everything were fucking idiots and couldn't really be counted on to protect their lives. But as it turns out, everything kind of worked out okay. We haven't had one of those things go off since. But in a time when politics is anger-based, we do have to worry about it happening again. So don't think before you drop. We started with 13 Women and Me, the Only Man in Town, from Bill Haley and the Comets. That is the most famous A-side that wasn't a hit but became a hit for the B-side. B-side, as you probably know, was Rock Around the Clock, one of the biggest selling records ever, from 1954. Fallout Philly was a guy named Chris Cerf. I don't think he was a member of the Bennett Cerf, Christopher Cerf family, but that was from 1961. Dude Martin and the Roundup Gang, Atom Bomb Baby. Mike Fernandez, the A-Bomb Bop. The Atom Bomb was Glenn Barber, followed by the Hydrogen Bomb, Al Rex. And then Fred Kirby, When the Hell Bomb Falls, from 1950. Then we had an EBS test. There was a time when you could do that, kind of fool around with them a bit. I think those days are gone now, but since I'm not on the radio, I think I can get away with it. If not, I will let you know that I've been penalized, and then I will destroy the world, for I have to pay. Okay, just so you know. Then we had a bunch of stuff that was lying around, a bunch of injured, non-related stuff. We heard from JP and the Reactors, one of those stupid break-in records, the 3 Mile Island interlude, followed by the Cufflinks. I don't think those were the Tracy Cufflinks. This is a different one. These guys, boy, that was Guided Missiles, and I just had to include it. Just had to. It was just so weird. And then Doris Day, Tick, Tick, Tick. I never heard that one before. And then from a guy named Lars Ekborg, who's from Sweden. That was in Swedish. That was a version of So Long Mom, Tom Lehrer's song. This guy Lars has an entire album of Tom Lehrer's songs translated into Swedish. I thought you'd get a kick out of that. Obviously, I was wrong. Khrushchev Meets the Devil was Jay Chevalier. And then those wacky folks at Funny or Die, The End of the World, as we know it. At least according to them. So, okay, I got a couple more for you, just for the hell of it. And next week, I can't begin to tell you what's going to happen next week, because I don't know the future. I may have to destroy the world before then. So what will be, and I will see you then. But in the meantime, tread carefully, as if every moment will be your last, and that you can disappear in a pile of ash and a searing, heatful death. Bye.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
The burst of joy from World War II.
This'll keep you laughing your whole life through.
Strange love, strange love.
I got a strange love for that bomb. Love that bomb. What a sweet sensation.
Just push the little button for complete annihilation.
Love that bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a strange love for that bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
I can hardly wait till World War III. Here's the way we think it's gonna be.
I always like to end on a positive note, so here is a rousing, uplifting song which is guaranteed to cheer you up.
When you attend a funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char, and let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are. We will all burn together when we burn. There'll be no need to stand and wait your turn. When it's time for the fallout and St. Peter calls us all out, we'll just drop our agendas and adjourn. We will all go together when we go, every Hottentot and every Eskimo. When the air becomes Uranus, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we all will go together when we all go together. Yes, we all will go together when we go.